Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 95, Apple to offer new fitness application and Apple One services. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage, which is under the bedazzling northern lights and the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will give you information about the Apple One subscription services and the Fitness Plus application, which will be coming this fall. Let's start with Apple One, as talking about money is always what people want to know about. Apple recently announced Apple One, the easiest way to get all of Apple's subscription services in one simple plan, including Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, Apple Fitness Plus, and iCloud. With a single subscription, customers in over 100 countries and regions can enjoy their favorite Apple services across their favorite devices, including iPhone, iPad, iPad Touch, Apple TV, and Mac. Eddie Q, Apple's Senior Vice President of Internet Software and Services, said, "Apple One makes enjoying Apple subscription services easier than ever, including Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, iCloud, and more. With Apple One, you can access the best of Apple entertainment across all of your favorite devices with one single subscription," finished Q. With Apple One, customers gain access to the best in entertainment and more, including Apple Music, which offers more than 70 million songs, thousands of playlists, daily selections from the world's best music experts. Starting this fall, customers with Apple subscriptions will be recommended the right Apple One plan for them so they can sign up with a tap from any Apple device and get even more for less. Let's cover the three plans. Individual includes Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage for $14.95 US per month. The family plan includes Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage for $19.95 US per month and can be shared among six family members. And then there's Premier, where available, includes Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, Apple Fitness Plus, and 2 terabytes of iCloud storage for $29.95 per month US and can be shared among six family members. Apple One includes a 30-day free trial for any services that customers do not already have. With Apple One, customers will receive only one invoice each month, and they can easily change or cancel their Apple One plan at any time. With the Family and Premier plans, up to six family members can access all the included services with their own personal accounts and preferences. Which subscription is best for you is a personal decision. For me, with the interests I have, the Premier is my choice. I think 2 terabytes of cloud storage is the selling point for me. I keep most of my information in the iCloud so I can go from device to device. Let's now transition to Apple Fitness Plus. Apple Fitness Plus is the first fitness experience built for Apple Watch and, as like Apple One, will be available later this year. Apple Fitness Plus intelligently incorporates metrics from Apple Watch for users to visualize right on their iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV, offering a first-of-its-kind personalized workout experience. Everyone from beginners to committed exercisers can access studio-style workouts delivered by inspired world-class trainers and underscored by motivating music from renowned artists, making it easier and more rewarding for users to exercise whenever and wherever they like. Jay Blonick, Apple Senior Director of Fitness for Health Technology, said, "We're so excited to energize our customers with new ways to get active and stay active with Apple Watch. With diverse studio workouts that are suitable for all ability levels, led by a phenomenal group of unique trainers and an approachable program designed for beginners all the way through to the fitness enthusiast, as well as the flexibility to work out anywhere. There's something for everyone. We know Fitness Plus will take working out with Apple Watch to the next level with unparalleled engagement, convenience, and inspiration, he finished. As Blahnik said, Apple Fitness Plus gives customers the freedom to exercise whenever and wherever they like on the devices they know and have accessible. Fitness Plus offers several features which Apple has highlighted. There's three of them. Let's start with intelligence and engagement. Apple Fitness Plus delivers personalized recommendations to help customers quickly get to their next workout and uses Apple Watch to provide an engaging, immersive experience to help them stay motivated throughout. Using a custom recommendation engine, Fitness Plus considers previously completed workouts and intelligently suggests new options that match the workout users select most often, or something fresh to balance their current routine. App users can also use an intuitive filtering tool to choose what is most important to them when looking for a workout, whether it's the workout type, the trainer, the duration, or the music. For Apple Music subscribers, favorite music from Fitness Plus workouts can also be easily saved and listened to later, whether in a workout or otherwise. When a workout is selected and started on an iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV, the correct workout type will automatically start on Apple Watch. During the session, the metrics from Apple Watch are shown on the screen and come to life for moments of inspiration. For example, when the trainer says to check heart rate or begins a countdown timer, those numbers will animate on the screen. And for customers who like to push themselves with a little healthy competition, the optimal burn bar shows how their current effort stacks up against anyone who has done the same workout previously. The familiar activity rings from Apple Watch also can appear on the screen, highlighting the wearer's progress and launching an animated celebration as they close. With the activity sharing, users can enable friends and family to see Fitness Plus workouts completed, and workouts can also be shared to their favorite social media channels. At launch, participants can conveniently find Fitness Plus in the tab located in the Fitness app on the iPhone, which will also arrive on iPad and Apple TV. Metrics come to life on the screen for motivation during Apple Fitness Plus workouts. The next feature is studio workouts. Apple Fitness Plus will launch with the most popular workout types, including cycling, treadmill, rowing, strength, yoga, dance, core, and mindful cool down, and each is accompanied by music thoughtfully curated by the trainers. Each week, the team of Fitness Plus trainers will deliver fresh workouts from the studio across a range of lengths, disciplines, and music genres, so there are always new workouts to explore. Welcoming customers who are brand new to fitness or starting up again, an absolute beginner program built into Fitness Plus will help coach the basics of movement and exercise and give customers an option to prepare for studio workouts. Customers can use any brand of equipment with Fitness Plus, and many workouts can be done with no equipment at all or just a set of dumbbells. For those who start a treadmill session with Fitness Plus on Apple Gym Kit-enabled machines, the workout will prompt customers to tap to connect their Apple Watch so metrics are in sync. The Apple Fitness Plus trainers are specialists in their fields who work together to help people of all abilities levels achieve their fitness goals. The third of the features introduces Fitness Plus trainers. At launch, Fitness Plus will feature a team of celebrated, charismatic, and passionate trainers who are specialists in their fields, working as a collective team to design and create outstanding fitness content and appearing in each other's videos, welcoming everyone into the experience. Each trainer has their own unique, inspirational story that transcends the screen. spanning professional athletes, yogis, personal trainers, martial artists, health coaches, gymnasts, Ironman champions, and marathoners, fitness club founders, and many other Fitness Plus trainers will offer an inviting, multidimensional experience for all. Let's now talk about the price and compatibility. Fitness Plus will be available for $9.99 US per month or $79.99 US per year, which breaks down to $6.67 per month. For that price, up to 6 family members total can use the Fitness Plus service. Fitness Plus is also included in the Premier Bundle, which is priced at $29.99 per month and also offers Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and 2 terabytes of storage. With a purchase of new Apple Watch Series 3 or later, Apple is offering a free 3-month trial of the Fitness Plus service. Let's now talk about device compatibility. The Apple Fitness Plus service is compatible with the Apple Watch Series 3 or later with Watch OS 7, and it requires an iPhone 6S or later with iOS 14 installed or later, an iPad with iPad OS 14 or later, or an Apple TV with TV OS 14 or later. Apple plans to launch Apple Fitness Plus in late 2020, but no specific launch time has been provided at this time. Apple Fitness Plus will launch first in the United States, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Ireland, Canada, and Australia. In these times of COVID-19, Fitness Plus needs to be launched as soon as possible, in my opinion, as many gyms are closed or too risky to go to. Hopefully, Apple launches Fitness Plus sooner versus later. Let me finish by saying Mac Minutes listeners are invited to an Alaskan Apple Users Group virtual meeting using the Zoom application on Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Alaska time. We will be offering up some iOS 14 tips in the next episode and soon be following with a potential new iPhone virtual presentation. You can get the Zoom application code by emailing me at the web address located at the bottom of the Mac Minutes website. We have participants from the east to the west coast of the United States and around the world. If you have a question, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page at the website. I will then answer them in a future episode. Again, that webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, or there's other great tech happenings. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you next week for our next podcast. So that's all for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatcher platforms. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we look forward to seeing you on the next Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe and stay well. Thank you for listening.